website. So the schedule, says Hashem, today we'll have Shir 24, Monday Shir 25. Now, I would recommend, if you want, to just have Shir 26 on Tuesday. Okay? I think that would be, this way, you know, we're finished with the limud, and then it's a question of deciding exactly when we should have the written part of the our pursuit here. And I don't know, you tell me, the official June's month begins from May 27th is that when it begins? Tuesday? Okay, but that doesn't matter. Okay. So one possibility is... Okay. So one possibility is to do it that day. I don't know if that's too early. I don't know if that's too... You know, and then just start in Malicha on the 28th. That's one possibility. There could be other possibilities. We could give you more time. So why don't you speak amongst yourself, and you can give Rabbi Tuchman your feedback. And I mean, the point, you know, of this is that you should really, you know it well. You know, this is how many other opportunities in life you can have to spend so much time in this, and these are very important yesodas that are yesodas of kashrus, that not everything we did is halacha lemaisa, but most things, at least the yesodos plus the applications, are very, very lemaisa. And these things come up, whether you'll be a practicing rabbi or not, you'll be a practicing Jew. So whatever the case may be, it's important to... and this way, if we start in May, then you know how it is in June here. June starts strong, but then as it proceeds, you know, it doesn't somehow people disappear. And so whatever, I wanted to make it best for you. So you just have to figure out what's best, and we'll be flexible. But we should try to have a consensus and do it. Not like everyone's doing it a different day. We should do it one day, and we should do it. And Bez Hashem, I'm going to be going to Eretz Yisrael Wednesday for a week for yeshiva. So Rabbi Tuchman will be here to answer all your questions. And that matter of Eretz Yisrael, so whenever you hold Yom HaTzmaut, there's different opinions, but certainly in the Tekufa.
Shavu vanim le'gulam.
topic of today's shiur is Isur Shenishtana. And this, this topic we've never discussed yet, because we've discussed the concept if you have an Isur that became Nifsal, and therefore loses its shame Isur. The discussion of Isur Shenishtana is if you have something that's Usur that was changed from one thing to another thing. In other words, its molecular composition was changed through some type of process. And in its original state, it was Roy, Lachila. In its present state, it's Roy, Lachila. But it went through a major change, and we'll have to see what constitutes a major change. And therefore, there are some Rishonim that say that Isur Shenishtana also is a heter, meaning since the original Isur is not in the state that it was, then the Isur is paka, even though now it's also Roy Lachila. One could say that this whole heter does not exist. That because there's no Beferish or Gemara that says there's such a heter of Isur Shenishtana. So maybe the whole thing is Lo Hayah V'Lo Nivra. Or maybe not. But it's relevant, it's quoted and discussed in Poskim, etc. So, and it's relevant in Yoni Kashra, so it's something that you should at least have heard about in your learning of Yerodeh. So, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa in the Ketores tells you the different besamim. Kach lecha besamim rosh, mar dror, chamesh mios, and the different besamim. So the Shemin HaMishcha, all the different besamim that they had. So the Rambam writes on page 3, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Hamor, so that was one of them, Mor, Dror, Mor, Mem Resh or Mem Vav Resh, who Hadam Hatsoror Bechaya Shebehodu, Hayadu Lachol Shemizbas Mimbo Bnei Adam Bechol Mokom. So Mor is created through blood. It originally was blood, and then it was transformed into some type of spice. And it was Nishtana from being Adam into being some type of besamim. And that was one of the besamim. The Ravid writes, Amam Ravam Ein Daiti Mikabelis She Kansu B'maisa HaKodesh Dam Shum Chaya Ba'olam Kol Shekein Dam Chaya Temeya. He doesn't think that, you know, we would use something at the base of Mikdash of dam, especially of a dam of a chaya tmeya that was made into besamim. So he thinks that's not what mor is. Avamor hu ha'omor b'shir hashirim, bosi lagani ochosi kala arisi mori im divshi, hu mein esif or min ilon. So some type of grass, or some part of a tree, or something like that. It has nothing to do with dam. But the Rambam says it started off as dam. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Ze poshet bebiku oma shamor hu mosak, mosk. Vahasagas ein daiti mekabel sheikonsu b'maisa ha-kodesh. Mashkotsu shein daiti mekabel sheikonsu b'maisa ha-kodesh dam shu Shum chaya, kol shekein dam chaya temeya, ishloma shekein shenishtane mitzuras dam v'nase to offer ba'alma who bosem mirech mirech tov biyosel lama yigara. So he says no, that it's not a problem. The Ketz of Mishnah says, how could you use something in the mikdash that's from Temeya? It's not minamuta beficha. It's, you know, but it's nishtana. It's nishtana. So anything that's nishtana is a different thing. So he defends this notion of the Rambam. This notion is quoted in the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas on page 4. Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav Al Kol Al Moros Kulam Bavarchem Baleim Borei Atzei Besomim. On all types of mugmar type, those are types of smelling from different types of besomim. So some of them you make atzei besomim, mine besomim. So he says you make borei atzei besomim chutz mi moshka shemin chayehu shemvarchem alav borei mine besomim. So what is this mushka? So says Rabbeinu Yonah. Chutz mi mushka shemin chayehu v'enu ma shenikra mor b'torah. He says that's not what the Torah calls mor. She'osu mi'izbe b'samimhu k'mo shekosov orim morim bismi. El min chayehu v'yesh omim shuzei es chaye noch yoshu se... Yeah. So then he says Rabbeinu Meir Halevi Zal I also bachila b'nei chashash dam. This musk, he was aser bachila. That's the thing the Rambam was talking about. Efshar lost his tumble, so because it came from dam. Efshar lost his tumble lahativ loma de perish ba'almahu. Vafal pishab tchil hu dam lo chashin and lohochi de baser hashta azlina. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that you could eat it even. You could eat this musk, this besamim, these spices, even though they originally were of dam, because basa hashtas linen, that's another way of saying that it's nishtane, and since it's in its present form, it's a dover heter, even though it originally was a dover iser. That's the basa hashtas linen is just a restatement of the concept that iser shenishtane is mutter. Keda, shari dvash im nafal bo chaticha shel iser. If you have chaticha shel iser that fell into the honey, ein advash osur nafal bicha iser nimoch betoch advash. Kevin she derech advash lohachse adov she nafal losocho dvash kmo dvash dainin lei. Some things that come into dvash and then like decompose and become like dvash, also nishtane into dvash, umuter. So hachanami, avol pi shebchila hi adam, kevin she achshav yotza mitoras dam, vasa hashtas linen, vafol pi shenosin betavshil tam l'shvach muter. So this is the heter of Rabbeinu Yonah, which the Kesef Mishnah claims is that the Rambam subscribes to this heter as well. And the Rush discusses it as well on page 5. And he quotes the same Maram Rutenberg, Maram Alevi, Osel Ochlo v'chashash dam. And that's the same Rabbeinu Meir Halevi that does not hold from this concept, or at least doesn't hold that this is a proper application of this concept of Yisur Shenishtana. So this concept of Yisur Shenishtana is discussed by the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, and it's brought down in Hilchas Birkas HaReach on Reish Tez Zayin on page 7. he talks about different things. And the last line of the Mechaber, he says this musk, which presumably is the dam that became Besamim. So he discusses excuse me, what bracha you make on smelling it. So the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Gimel, quotes this machlokas between Rabbeinu Meir Halevi could be this not the Maram Rubenberg. This could be a different Rameir. And the Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Magen Avraham is questioning this heter. So he asks Akasha on this whole yisod of Isra Shinishtane from Gemara and Bechoras and Avav, which we've mentioned in the past. The Gemara and Bechoras and Avav is the sugya of Cholov, Cholov Menol and Deshari. That the Gemara has a discussion, how do you know that Cholov is Mutar Bachiva? And the Gemara has two possibilities of why it should be Osir. Either it's Cholov comes from an animal. An animal is a live thing. It's Eiver Menachai. So it's a Yotzei Min HaOsir of Eiver Menachai. So it should be Osir. So how do you know that that you're allowed to drink milk? Right? We've discussed this in the past, this Gemara. Or the Gemara has another possible discussion that it should be Osir because milk comes from Dam. The Gemara has a phrase, Dam Nechar V'Nasa Cholov. Dam Nechar V'Nasa Cholov. That's on Vav Amud Beis in Bechoros. Dam Nechar V'Nasa Cholov. So the Shaila is like this. And the Gemara says in the end that it's Mutter. And it quotes like five different psukim to prove the point. Minyana Diyoma, Eretz Avos Cholov Advash. That's one of the psukim that it quotes. The way Rav Shecht always says it, so the Torah is not going to praise Eretz Yisrael if it's flowing with tarfus. So it must be that it's flowing with kosher things, like cholov. So you see that it's mutter. So cholov is mutter. And the Gemara has five other psukim to prove the point. By David HaMelech and other psukim the Gemara quotes that indicate that milk is mutter. So the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, he says, if this heter of Yisur Shenishtana is a valid heter, so what's the question? That, you know, Al Atzad, that the Gemara thought it should be Osir Mishum Dam, that milk is formed from blood, Dam Necha V'Nosa Cholov, so what do you need a special pasuk? It's a shenishtana. It's an isra shenishtana. So an isra shenishtana is mutter. So by the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that the Gemara has to, you know, look from a pasuk, so says the Magen Avraham, doesn't that indicate that there is no such heter of isra shenishtana? Take a look. Page 7 in the Magen Avraham. Last two lines from the bottom of the Magen Avraham. And he has daikit sarach iyan. Tamrin and bebechoros, techolov chidashu, came in the dam necher v'nasa cholov, havelon lo'osro, and came shmamina de bosom ikaraz lina. Bosom ikaraz lina is another way of saying that we don't accept the concept of nishtana, that since it was osro originally, and it wasn't nifsal, So it shouldn't be mutter. The chitayim and elif mecholov. So maybe this is good for the mocker. Maybe this gufa should be the mocker. That that is Shoshana Shtana. Maybe that's what the Gzeres HaKosov is Megala. So the Magen Avraham says, no, HaKaimelon, the Michidush Lo Yalfina. Take a look in the Machzis HaShekel. He explains what the Magen Avraham is saying. Take a look on page 8 on the bottom in the Machzis HaShekel. I didn't bracket it. Well, I did, actually. In the second column. Chitei Menelech Mekolavar Tzolom Dasvar Chitzon Alevach Moser Mikara Kenan V'Shapir Cholav Chidush V'Hashad Etir HaTorah Cholav Shmin Cholav Fukim Misvar Chitzonu El does lean basa hashta. A feeling in Abel Alma lech basa hashta. Masik the Chiddushu, the Roy Losro, Tavidover Habo Menachai, Tavikavi Menachai, Basa Menachai. Came into Kaimon Kamad Omer, Ibram is parking to the east of Birodea, with the two Amrin and Dam Necha Ben Asachal, who came in Alma Hatti Advash Ramos. The one does lean in basa hashta. In other words, because over there by Cholav, there's another reason that you should have been. It should be Osir, because it's Al Tzeiver Menachai. And somehow this Gzeiras HaKosov trumps that Isser of Eiver Menachai. So maybe in a Hanami, it's trumping the concept that there's no Isser, there's no Din of Isser Shedishtana, and yet it's still Mutter. So that's the Chiddush of the Gzeiras HaKosov of Eres Avot Cholav Udvash. So you can't say, well, this goofer is the mucker, because there's more than one problem over here. This is not only the issue of Dan Necker, it should be also Mitzad Eiver Menachai also, and yet we still matter it. So you see that it's a chiddush, that the Torah matter Cholav, even though it's breaking all the rules. So once it's breaking all the rules, then it's very mistaber to say that in a chanami, that Isser Shenishtan is not a heter, and its taka should be osur, and afal pikein, it's mutter because of the chiddush. You want to tell me that gufa should be the chiddush to tell me of the din of Isser Shenishtan? That would be good if Isser Shenishtan is the only problem here. The dam problem is the only problem. We have multiple problems here. Of Eiver Menachai, and yet we still say it's mutter. So you see that this is breaking all the rules. So if it's breaking all the rules, instead of just, so therefore we can't say that this is the mocker of Isser Shenishtana. So better yet, say that there is no din of Isser Shenishtana, and therefore we should maintain the original Isser. And therefore, that's why you needed a special Gzeres HaKosov to say that, even though it still should be dam, etc. So that is what the Magen Avraham, says. Then he has more problems with Gemara and Temura, which he also thinks is against this Rabbeinu Yonah. Gemara on page 12 about Beitzes Treifa. We have froach, you have a chicken that's treif, and it lays an egg, and it has a chick. So the Gemara says, Modi Reblozim Chachamim, befroach beitzes treif v'shemutter. Why? Eima gadol chi misrucham, chi asrucha afer ba'almahu. So because the Gemara says, in the process, it becomes, I don't know exactly the scientific mitzias, but the process of becoming of the beitza, it becomes like offer inside the beitza, and then it become and then the afroach, like the embryonic stage is like offer, and then the afroach becomes an afroach. So the Magen Avraham says, why did Gemara have to say it becomes like ofra? Because since it's ofra is mandalay, so then it become, when it so to speak reconstitutes, become an afroach, then it becomes mutter. But if you hold that it's a din of ishtesh neshtana, you don't need that it becomes ofra. The fact that it's neshtana, that should be sufficient. The fact that the Gemara says that it was misrucha in the middle, therefore it's mutter. Mashma dilav hachi hay taima also the bosom mikaraz linen. And then the raya from the Dvash case, that something falls in the Dvash, and the Machtzis HaShechel explains on the bottom of page 8 that it's talking about the raglayim of the feet of the bee that fall in the Dvash. So that was his raya, that you can eat those feet. So that was the one of the rayas of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So Magen Avraham says, Rayoso tzricha raya. In other words, who says that also is working through the principle of Issush and Ishtana? Maybe the concept is that those feet of the bees are just Magen Avraham tam iser. Maybe those things that just don't have a shame ochel on them, not because the dvash gave it a din of dvash and ishtana. So the Magen Avraham is not happy with this whole thing. So there's a pre-Megadim. Before we get to the Prima Gadim, take a look, there's a Chazanish on page 18. He quotes a kasha from the Noda Behuda on the sugya, and this does a shame when we start Malicha. So we'll discuss this in more detail. But many Rishonim hold that even though there's an Issa Dam, but Dam Shebishlo is Mutter. Right, or at least it's not an Issa Daraisa. So we discussed this when we discussed the famous story with Reb Chaim. Dam Shebishlo is only the Rabbanan. Because it's not right to be Nizrak al the Mizbeach. So the question that another Beuda says, how can you have a Havamina that milk should be Osir Mitam Dam, but Cholov is also not right to be on the Mizbeach? So Chazanicha says simply that it means it's nishavim in hadam. In other words, it's sort of like a yotzei min osur of dam, meaning it's not going to be osur mitam dam itself, because it shouldn't be more kal, it shouldn't be more chomer than dam shebishlo. But he says dam shebishlo is still a din dam. So if it's bishlo, it takes off the din dam. But chalav is, it's like the dam gave birth to the chalav. It came through the chalav. So that's going to be more chomer than dam shebishlo, if you would assume, if it would have been osa. Okay. So how do we paskin in this shaila of so the Magen Avraham thinks it's wrong, thinks there should be no heter, and we'll see this is relevant for the, you know, the corn syrup and Coca-Cola, Gabe Pesach, the shaila of kidney oshen shen shtana. We'll see that it goes through some changes in its formulation. So the Magen Avraham negates the whole, he thinks the whole thing is incorrect. So the Pri Megadim, page 8, quotes, says, last, Sifkat and Beis, last word on the line is Mi'u. Mi'u litein betavshil yosher mishishim after the time of Avidi yesh omim sha'asarak midraban. In other words, what if you have this musk, which is dam that became besamim, and you put it in your tavshil? So here it's something that's going to be nosing tam even above shishim. So question is, first of all, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's heter gomer, so there's no problem. But according to those that argue, Meir Halevi, those that argue and say that it's Isser, so then it's not going to be batal even b'shishim, because it's a milsa David of the timer. So he says like this: Piriyul Archaim, Kasavnu Zesu have a suffik plukta derabbanan ulukula. Meaning that the din of Milsa David Lataima is only a din de Rabbanan, and it's a suffik. Suffik, if Bechlal, this is an Isser or not. So, Legabe, the din of Nesinus Tam, the Yosem Yishishim, we could be Mekel, because it could be that the musk is Mutter. Because if you hold from Milsa Shenishtana, then it's totally Mutter. So it's a sof plukta. So this Pri Megadim made it into the Mishnah Brura. On page 13. Again, this whole discussion is brought down in Simon Reish Tez Zayin in Birkas Hareach. Sivkat Zayin, Kimar Mosk. Russian laws, Pisman, Besamim Zeba Min Hachaya, Vich Mavachal Abarim Min Besamim. The Dash of Mosk Ze, Yesh Omim Shabami Zeh Chaya, Yesh Omim Shabami Dam Shal Chaya. Different opinions. Some say it's not from Dam Chaya. But if you hold it is from Dam Chaya, Free Svarzu Achrona, Yesh Arotzu Lossro, Hakoponim Lossus Bitteo Lahatim Berechel, is a Tavshal. If you hold it's dam, so Rabbeinu Meir Alevi says, so then it's aser. Arbei poskim atirim. Right? That's the school of thought of Rabbeinu Yonah. Afilo teis bikteri dazlin bazar hashta. Fashu lav damu. Ela afer ba'alma shenosin reich tov. V'yem be'ele rab shem tzadil hoski devem. U'primigodim. So this is the primigodim that we just saw. B'mishpso zov mitzadim gamkein deish lismach al devem lahokel afel chadchila b'shiyesh shishim kenegdo b'tavshim. That if it's, if you don't have shishim, so then it's a problem. Then you shouldn't be somech on Rabbeinu Yonah. But if you have shishim, you can be somech on Rabbeinu Yonah. So the way Rav Shechter always says this over, which is true, but you don't see where he gets it from. In other words, meaning you see where he gets it from, but now you can understand. He says that the Prima God, the Mishnah Berurah, is making a psak that when it comes to Yisurei Derabbanan, you can rely on Issa Shenishtana, and when it comes to Issa Daraisa, you don't say Issa Shenishtana. I mean, because that's the soul of the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim doesn't say it that way, but the Prima Godim talks about the din of Yosem Mishishim, which is a din Derabbanan. So basically he's saying that since it's a Safek Plukta, by the Rabbanans, you can go Lukula. Right, we did. So, but Mistabe, that this Prima Godim is when he's saying what he's saying, is assuming that. Or else, what's the concept that it's a Safek Plukta? Meaning that's... So the way Rav Shechter says it over, you know, sometimes Rav Shechter will say something and you look it up and say, where does it say that? But like he'll say that the Mishnah Berurah holds that the Rabbanan, then you look, he doesn't even use the word the Rabbanan. He say, where does the Mishnah Berurah say that the Rabbanans make a chilk between the rice and the Rabbanan? He never even used the word once the Rabbanan. No, but what he means to say is that since the Prima Godim says this case of Yosem Mishishim, he could do it, because it's a Safek Plukta, so must be learning that Yosem Mishishim is a Din Rabbanan. And since it's a Safek Plukta, so therefore Rav Shechter understood that he's saying a Yisod, that by an Issa Rabbanan, if the Issa at hand is an Issa Rabbanan, then you could say Issa Shenishtana, you could rely and say Safek Lukua. Oh, we'll get there. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva on this as well. He talks about Basos Shemen Mechatzone Ha'anovet. So somehow from the grapes they can make oil. They know how to transform it to make it oil. And he tells you how a little bit. You press it, you dry it, you do a million things to it, and in the end, it helps with the oil. So what's the story? So he says, so the Chasam Sofer says, Shalom, hello, the Talmidi Harav Adayin Amuflog Laser, Shafloch, Talmud Laser, Kibalti, whatever, Nidon Shemen Hanasi Mishkedi Magdalen Minvei Chertze Anovim, והם מיין נסך סתם יינם ומלוסו בחכמוסו ומסך לשון וביר כל מייס המלוכה ההיא. I guess the Chasam Sofer understood what he was talking about, at least someone understood. ומכל מוקם לא ידעתי שום מוקם לאיסה אם ישום נעמד דקוח יין שבחצון נצפך ונעשה ממנו שמן יש להתיר Divrei Magen Avraham, Siman Reish Tzad Tzarchian. He's not, no, he doesn't like the Magen Avraham. He says, V'yafe Pasuk B'chok Yaakov, Kol Dover Shenishtana, V'dover Heter, Hutor, K'gon Basel Advash, V'hacha Yayin L'shemen. So he thinks that you could apply the concept of Issa Shenishtana, and it's all good. And he discusses the din in the Chok Yaakov and Hilchos Pesach about dvash. They would have the dvash which had might have had some chametz in it. If you eat the dvash, what do we say, that anything that was in it was already in this drink made from dvash that may have had some, you know, is nishtana. And then the Chok Yaakov has this whole discussion here that the Chasam Sofer discusses. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah and all these things about Issa Shenishtana. So in the course of his discussion here of this drink that might have had chametz in it, and he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, so then on page 16 in the second column, the second line, so he discusses the Magen Avraham's kashas on the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, we never said, so what is Rabbeinu Yonah going to say back to the Magen Avraham? So he says, Iker akushya, hu mehad aminan v'b'choros, the cholav v'heim achidushu came into dam nechav v'nasa cholav, havilan la'osu, sh'mamina d'bosu v'ikoraz linen, v'lo kadas ha Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. So whereas he says like this, the Gemara says, like the Chazon Ish was saying, that cholov comes from the dam. So that's sort of like a yotzei from the dam. So cholov really should be aser. Dam is aser, and cholov is a yotzei, so cholov also should be aser. It's nishtana, but it has to be nishtana to a dover heter, and we've not yet proved that it's a dover heter. So if milk is a dover iser, so it's nishtana from one dover iser to another dover iser. Maybe it's nishtana, but it's not nishtana to a dover heter. And the din of nishtana is only if it's nishtana to a dover heter. Okay, I mean the chiddush of chiddush chator, mashen came dvash, shadvash asmu heter, but something that turned to dvash, some iser that went in the dvash and turned into dvash, so dvash we know is a dover heter. So memela, that's when nishtana applies. Like the musk case, so it was dam, and now it's besamim. So besamim is a dover heter. But cholov, we thought not that way. Kamlin and musk, after litchok l'chalak yihai gavda. So that's what the Chok Yaakov is saying here. Then you could ask on the Musk case also, why isn't that you have to think about this answer, if it's good or not. Okay, so take a look. Rav Shechter has a discussion in the Sefer Bikvei Hatzon on page 19. See, that's how Rav Shechter writes it over, even though, as I said, you'll never find those words in the thing, but you have to see how he read it. You know, it's Halpi, Machmir b'Daraisel Hakel b'Drabanim. And that's why he says that the poskim accepted the Chasam Sofer's tshuva that we just saw, that Stam Yenam, that was Nishtane to some sweet thing, is mutter, because the Isser of Stam Yenam is only Nisid Rabbanan. Even though it could be that the Chasam Sofer might have held as mashma that there is a Keter Vishnish and Nishtane even by a Daraisa. What Rav Shechter is saying is that if we assume Ladina, like this cheshbon of the Prima Godim, that we only accepted by the Rabbanan, so we can accept the Chasam Sofer Belav Mitameh. Chasam Sofer would be matirid based on that he holds from the concept of Issus Shenishtana. Now Sheinkein, we who don't accept it, but at least this is also an Issa the Rabbanan, and the Stam Yenam is only because it's not Mamish Yayin that was the Snasech al Lavorazar, it's just the Yayin that the Goyim touched. So that's only Nisid Rabbanan. So Nisid Rabbanan, Shenishtane is Mutter. So then he writes, Rav Shechter writes, Menel Nirali Menogeel Akitnius, Deina Osir Elami Minhaga. So Kitnius is not even a Rabbanan, it's only a Minuk. The Kiel Afil Misid Rabbanan. Tein Shalom Menogeel Chov Akum Rabbanan. The Yesh Lahatir enzymes and the flood of Yemekai Gavna Shi and Ishtan al Gamer. So the question is like this. Corn syrup, Shushemin Kitnius, Mosak Mode, and Mishtan the Vasov Lios Sorbitol. And you put that in the Coca-Cola. So one could say that you don't have need to get the special kosher Pesach, corn, Coca-Cola, because but it has kidneys in it. But the corn syrup, but it's nishtana. It's nishtana to the sorbitol. And based on what we said, that the Rabbanan, we accepted the kula of Isser Shenishtana, and this is even more kal than a regular Rabbanan's. Just a minute. So certainly we should accept the Heter. So Rav Shechter claims that this doesn't make, and this is what Yakir was asking, what's the standard of Nishtana? So he thinks that that we know from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Yayin that becomes Chometz is still Aser, from wine to vinegar. So why isn't that called Nishtana? So he says, because for Nishtana, it has to be a very big change in the taste also. In other words, not only a chemical change, but a significant change in the taste. And if the change in the taste is not sufficient, then that won't be called nishtana. But if the corn syrup is made not to sorbitol but to ascorbic acid, so that, he said, that's considered nishtana because the taste is completely changed, and that would be mutter. So there's a famous discussion in the poskim about whiskey. There's a whiskey, so what's wrong with whiskey? So some whiskeys come from wine. So the question is that called an issusha nishtana or not? In other words, does whiskeys have to have a hechsher that there's no non-kosher wine? And we're going to discuss, we'll have a separate packet, Bez Hashem, in June, on wine and whiskey and all these things. But Reb Chaim Ozer has a famous tshuva about whiskey, schnapps. So he says like this. He says Yisod. Yisod is on page 21 in the Gemara Tamura. This is big yeshivish Pesach Torah. This Reb Chaim made this famous. So that's why people, wouldn't be Reb Chaim, people wouldn't speak about it so much. But we know that there two types of Isuri Hana'ah in the world. There's some Isuri Hana'ah that you have to what? You have to burn. And certain Isuri Hana'ah, you don't have to burn, you just shouldn't hold it around because someone might use it, so you should just bury it. So there's Isuri Hana'ah of Nisrafim and Isuri Hana'ah of Nikbarim. Or lokilek, you have to burn, different things. The Mishnah tells you which ones you have to burn and which ones you just have to get rid of. So the Gemara has the Yisod. Kol hanikbarim lo yisrafu. So you would think, if I have to bury it, so if I want to burn it, certainly I should be able to burn it. Burn it is even better. No. If you're supposed to burn it, you can burn it. But you're not supposed to burn it, you're not allowed to burn it. Why not? Kol hanikbarim, says the Mishnah, lo yisrofu. My taima, mishum nikbarim afram osar. Nisrofim afram mutar. The din is that there's something that's osar bahanoa, like kilei akerem or whatever, that you're supposed to burn. So the afer is also osar bahanoa. Because you should say it's nifsal, it's this. There's no din nifsal be yisur hanah. But because something that's asur b'hanah, meaning if the yisur hanah already set in. Because by chametz b'pesach, the din is, if the yisur hanah, it was already nifsal before Pesach, then you could use it on Pesach. Right, so you made the shampoo before Pesach, then even if it has chametz on it, you can use it on Pesach. But if you make the shampoo on Pesach, then you can't use it, because that's the anything that's also b'hanoa is what? In other words, using the afer is also considered getting hanoa from the original thing. So there's no heter of nifsal by yisur hanoa. So certainly there's no heter of nishtana by yisur hanoa. Only by Yisur Achila. By Yisur Achila we have a concept of Nifsal and we have a concept maybe of Nishtana according to Rabbeinu Yonah. So, and therefore anything that's in Yisur Hanah that's Ta'on Sreifa, So the question is like this. If the Issa Hana is Ton Sreifa, so then the Gemara says, then maybe, then you could use it. Then you could use the Eifer. Why? Is it still called getting Hana? No. Because since there's a mitzvah to do Sreifa, so Kol Dover Shanases Mitzvaso is Paka the Issa. But if it's an Issa Hana that's Minhanik Borim, right, so then there's no mitzvah to burn it. So then the Issa Hana remains. And even if you burn it, since there was no, that's called, using the Eifer is called getting Hana. So the Nikborim are always Asr. And even if you're going to burn it, it's going to remain Asr because you're getting Hana from the ashes is getting Hana from the original thing. Now, that should have applied by Nisrafim also. It's just by Nisrafim. Since there's a mitzvah of Sreifa, then what? Since there's a mitzvah of Sreifa, so then once the mitzvah is done, it's mutter. So the famous Reb Chaim is about the Tur, because the Tur says, so what's Chametz B'Pesach? Which category does it fall into? So that's Machlokes, Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether it's B'Sreifa or not. So if you hold like Reb Yehuda, so then Ein Bir Chametz El B'Sreifa, so then the offer is going to be Mutter. If you hold like the Chachamim, offer is going to be Asur. So that's the tour. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Kasha, but normally Nikbarim is what? There's no mitzvah of Sreifa. So since there's no mitzvah of Sreifa, so then what? So then the offer remains also. But by Chametz, by Pesach, even if you hold it's not B'Sreifa, isn't there still a mitzvah of Tashbisu? So should still say the din even if it's hanikbarim, right? But if you burned it, weren't you mekayim tashbisu? You don't have to burn it. Mefarav v'zara l'ruach. But if you burned it, so certainly you did more than mefarav v'zara l'ruach, and you were mekayim a mitzvah of tashbisu. So that should be matter anyway. So Reb Chaim's piece is to answer this kasha. So the Gemara says that's why you can't volunteer to burn the Nikbarim, because then people will think that you could use the Eifer, which you can't. So you're going to make confusion. If it's Min HaNisrafim, so you can burn it, and then you can use the Eifer, no problem, because you have a special heter, even though by right it all should be Asr, because the Surah and all by right everything should be Asr. So Reb Chaim Ozer has a discussion of whiskey. So he says, whiskey, so you take wine and you made it into whiskey. So it's a nishan shtana, so maybe it should be mutter, especially like we said, the Rabbanan, the Chule. So he says, what is a tolayon? So there's a machlokis mechaber and Ramah on page 22 in Hilchas Stam Yenam. We know Yayin Nesach is mamish the wine you poured to Avodah Zarah. Stam Yenam just means goyish wine. It wasn't poured Avodah Zarah, but the goyim touched it. So Rabbanan made an issa. So there's an issa Rabbanan on Stam Yenam. All the goyim's wine that they touch, there's an issa Rabbanan to drink it. But is there an issa Hana on Stam Yenam? So that's the machlokas of Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber Paskins, Stam Yenim shall amamim avikam osu b'hanah. The Mechaber says osu b'hanah. The Ramah says, no, v'zman hazeh shein shchiach shal umos v'naschim v'avos kuchom yesh omi d'maga akum v'yayin shalonu eino osu b'hanah. So the Ramah's makel, v'zman hazeh that people don't really do these things l'avodah zarah, so we don't have to ask the Stam Yenim b'hanah. So Chaim Moses says, so So this discussion, this Mechaber Amor, will be very relevant to, because if you hold that it's also Bahanoah, so then there can't be a heter of Nishtana, because it's also Bahanoah. But if you hold like the Ramah, that Lufize, he says on page 25, Gang Sarf Mistam Yenu Shitaso, according to Ramah, Mutter Kaven Shemutter Bahanoah, Bismanazet. Falzet nearest the Somchim Bezim Komos Lishtot Konyak. May Anovim believe Drishas Hechcher, Imnasim Yain Kosher. So Rav Chaim Moses says that's the heter, that they're relying on these whiskeys to drink it without any hechsherim. So what's the worst that could be in the whiskey that is that was made from wine, but it's but iser hana, there's no iser hana b'zman hazeh according to Ramah. That's what he says. So in this sefer, Ein Malchus, which is all a sefer on all in Yonei Yayin. Look at the top of the page. Ramedva Mamurim, the Yain Sarf Hanasem Yain Nesaf, or Mistam Yainam, Osu Bahanoah, while Yain Sarf Hanasem Yain, Osu Rak Mashtia, or Mistam Yainam Ladasa Ramobs Vanaze, Shano, Srimainam Regim, and Asa Chosavach Yeze, Sheesh Makomus, Sheetir Osu Bashtia. But Rovach Ronam Cholkim also. Vachem Pasha Raminaglisser. So the question is, why are they cholkim on that? So first, you have to see whether the thing that Rav Shechter wrote about, you know, Nishtana Hatam, is this enough of a Nishtana Hatam? And then he quotes that maybe the din of Nishtana is only like from one natural thing to another natural thing, like from basar to dvash. Like if basar nevela fell into dvash and decomposed and became like dvash, so then it's nishtana. Or yayin that became shemen. But yayin that becomes schnapps, that's not, schnapps is not a natural thing. It's not a min. It's an artificial, man-made concoction. So maybe there's no din of shinoi. That's what he quotes from Shur Evan Yikara. Another svara. You know, besides maybe that it's like based on Rav Shechter said, it's maybe it's not enough of a change in taste to say Nishtana. But even without that, he discusses the possibility that you have to change it. Maybe Nishtana is from one Dover Tivi to another Dover Tivi, but from a Dover Tivi to a Dover that's not Tivi, maybe not. Something to think about. That's where it. So those are some of the applications. So Issur Shenishtana of Osai is a new yisod that we haven't seen yet. You know, and again, the whole yisod is questionable. Like, in other words, because it doesn't say this beferish in the Gemara that there's such a klal like this. Like the Nosin Talmud Gam and the Velas Srucha. These are all Gemaras. There's nothing to talk about. It could be a discussion whether you say Akshave, you don't say Akshave, whatever. But those are Kulas Berurahs from the Gemara. This is a Shenishtana. We're not so Well, that's why Shaftel said the poskim treated like a sveika d'dina, because maybe the whole thing doesn't exist. Maybe the whole yisod doesn't exist. The Magen Avraham wasn't so fond about it. You have to think whether the Chok Yaakov's teretz is a good teretz, not a good teretz. Right, so it could be he wasn't working with that. So it could be that that would be another reason why it's, why one would be machmir in even right, in the shtana.
I'm wondering, according to the
Mandala,
it says that
Mishnah
is mutter. So how does he explain the din of the Afer? I mean, there would be no din of the shtana by Yisur HaNah.
Right, right. That's the idea, that by Yisur HaNah, there would be no din of the shtana. It's just by Nisrafim, since there's a special mitzvah, the mitzvah is a matir.
What about
Nifsal?
The Afer is not. Nifsal? There's no din of Nifsal?
There's no din of Nifsal by Yisur HaNah. Once the Yisur HaNah set in. That's the Gemara Pesachim. Charcho kodem zmano. If your chametz became nifsal before Pesach, so then the issa doesn't set in. But once the issa sets in, then, like I said, you make shampoo. Say it's chametz shampoo. So if you make it before Pesach, if it's nifsal, then you can use it on Pesach. You make it on Pesach, even though it's nifsal, then you can't use it. Okay, Rabbi Moshe, so this is, I just thought that we're learning Yerodea, these Yesodas, so, because you can go through Yerodea, and this is doesn't really come up, I mean, the main place that comes up is in Hilchas Birkas Hareach, but it's a, since it's a fundamental Yesod surrounding the Inyanim that we're talking about, so it would be Chaval that you should have never have heard of this this whole discussion. Okay, so... Bez Hashem, Monday, Bez Hashem, regular, and then Tuesday we'll do irregular, but on regular time, but on Tuesday. And then please discuss amongst yourselves. Please, I want to get your feedback, because I want to, you know, do what's good for you within, you know. So let me know when we should be koveya this man for the Bechina. We should have a consensus so we can do it... you know, on one day. It shouldn't be, you know, he takes it there. Okay, I understand there's some people that, you know, have other things, whatever, but we should try to take it, you know, it shouldn't be something that, you know, 3 years ago somebody, 3 years from now, somebody's handing in, you know, Erev Chag HaSmicha, that, you know, somebody's handing in some, you know, It's not good for you. Forget it, like, you know, it's just not good for you. It's a good thing in life to be do things on time, be mesuder. That's an important yisod. So whatever the... I remember Rav Shechter once said over a certain Rav, and who was there, in, I think, in Tannersville, in the shul, he used to speak. So he said, you know, his feeling is davening, whatever time you decide, you want to daven 7 o'clock on Shabbos morning, you want to daven 8 o'clock, you want to daven 9 o'clock, whatever you daven, but everyone should come to whatever we convey this man of tefillah, and we should, you know, whatever you want to come, you want to make it 10 o'clock, let's make it 10 o'clock, but everyone should come. So the same thing over here. Whenever you decide, let's make it and do it this man.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one.